So much is happening so fast, it seems impossible to make sense of it all.
Look at me, Dad. See how fast I can run?
Yeah. wave from before.
Is he talking again?
Just stay at that end.
film stars anyway. I'm talking about TV. Of course, Rickles didn't do his hardest stuff on TV usually.
He's always apologizing.
No! Yeah. You know what?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, he was. He was in like a sickly, sentimental way, almost as bad as Red Skelton. I mean, he would go on and on sometimes about the endless need for brotherhood and all the races combined and great Mulligatawny.
Oh, put the mic.
But I mean, not that, but you know, a lot. And I think maybe he had to, but I know that's what he did in his great hit album, Hello Dummy.
Like the Mondo world got away with showing, you know, like tits and ass, you know, they said, oh, no, it's used for a study, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. It's got to be recontextualized. I played that over and over. That was great. That and Bill Cosby were big inspirations on records. Well, until college, and then it was, of course, Monty Python. Over comedy records forever. Remember that first three? Maybe they were only three Monty Python albums. Oh my God, it was so funny. We had a film of them nailing your head to a coffee table. Well, he did that. Chinese.
be shaken.
Well, that's more jeopardy. They all want help.
Don't
Yeah.
And her first video.
And she,
We saw the house together.
She...
Biff shot it.
Really? Seriously? Biff shot... Your friend Biff shot...
It was her
Wendy
first
Williams?
Video. One of the first videos, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, I can't even remember what she actually did, but it was wild and insane and fantastic and theatrical.
Whatever it was, electrical tape on the table.
Yeah, at least that. But what I remember most is the video of her in the Cadillac driving off the dock. Driving at full speed off the end of the dock and soaring into the through the air into the water.
I'll try it again.
That was the Plasmatics.
Oh, weird.
And YouTube, I saw YouTube.
This is only one channel, though. This one is, I know. But I didn't know what that one was.
This is Spy Jazz.
What channel is this?
Spy Jazz.
Discount my travel.
Crazy enough to go try it. And wasn't all that great. It really was no big whoop. It was really quite minor and stupid. Yeah, it's very, very slight high. It lasted a very short time, and you were down again, and who gives a shit? I mean, wow, I thought, I was disappointed. I thought, whoa. I thought crack was really cool then. But I don't even try crystal meth. I won't even begin, because we know that's bad. From the
Once the crystal meth musical comes out, you'll
then I'll do it. Yeah, no. Once South
hey,
Park.
There's a whole song.
Exactly.
Here, no.
The South Park boys will do a Broadway show based on it. And it'll go, yeah. Crystal meth.
Everyone
be like,
has meth. Da, 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 da.
And there'll be the crystal meth. The smugglers will be portrayed as heroic superheroes and handsome movie stars.
I got this.
Oh, yeah.
This blues.
I can't wait to see what those guys come up with next. I still haven't been able to see, you know, the Mormon, the Book of Mormon. You know that, Doug? Are you listening, Doug? I've never seen the Book of Mormon. Isn't that a shame? My favorite, the greatest television program of all time. The funniest. South Park. What show has ever been better and funnier than South Park?
How about your show with Bob and Dave?
I haven't seen that.
Well, there's definitely not a
Mr. Show, no.
Mr. Show with Bob and Dave, it was a nice little spurt in the middle of the 90s, and then they did another little thing on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
Like last year.
Well, hard to beat South Park for how much they pack in every week. But I
yeah, and their last season was great. It was like one long episode. Season.
It's epic, yeah.
16 or whatever.
That's how they made the just. So, how you must have seen, I'm sure, like everyone, Book of Mormon. How was it?
I haven't seen it. It's a stage.
It was thumbs up.
On a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, yeah, it was a 9.
Okay. Wow. So, there was some flaw, slight flaw.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a musical.
Right, okay. Right. You wouldn't get a boner. Okay. We got a boner that's a 10. Okay, well, did you see the
I went there because I wanted to get sex that night. I wanted to get the blowjob.
That's the only reason I would go to the show. Wait, so you saw the live show?
Yeah.
Wow, and you paid the full price?
No, I saw the San Francisco version of it. I didn't see the Josh Gad Broadway version.
Oh, whatever. That's okay. So you saw what matters for official out here. How much was it? Come on, tell it to me.
$500 for like all four of them.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
$125 each.
Something like that, yeah. There was like fees and tax.
You're
buying it on the internet, and that's like a whole thing.
How we do it.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, we got a nice, like,
I hope so.
We were like right on the front row balcony seat.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Hi, my name is...
I mean, that's where you would go even if you could pick any seat you wanted in the house.
Well, I have to see it. So, and was the movie up to snuff with the show?
Hello, would you like
they did the movie, right?
I have a free book written by Jesus.
A movie.
No, there isn't a movie. Maybe not. There must be. But, okay, maybe you want to keep the show going.
No, I think it'll
possible.
Be, I mean, did they make a Cats movie?
Yeah, they always, well, they always did. Make a movie, yeah. But there are usually,
the Rent
don't
movie?
Capture anything. Oh, remember, Spider-Man was a Broadway show.
Yeah.
It became a huge movie, except in that case, I think the movie came first. And then they, I mean, the Broadway show is almost like the merch of the movie.
Right, right.
Hugely successful. I mean, it's like a $20 million show or more.
Like, we need someone
million.
To kind of look like Kirsten Dunst for this one.
Yeah. All Hollywood, Broadway that totally has been dominated by movies, like, for the 20 years now. I mean, it's all about movies.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Spider-Man, though. I mean, that was pretty hilarious.
No,
right?
But that was, you know, Hollywood did that. I mean, that was... of two Spider-Mans. One is the huge, huge hit movie, and the other is the Broadway show, which has songs. Isn't there two separate things there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's no songs in the super big Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, but you're going to put it on stage. You get songs.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But they haven't yet made
but I think
song
the
musical.
The Raimi Spider-Mans came out first.
Right.
That's and
right.
I think there was a couple of those in the works, and then they came out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the reverse of how it used to be. It used to be the show started on Broadway and then made it to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But now, it's centralized.
It was another, from the mind of dot.
Like my good friend Barney Jones, a brilliant composer and artist who basically now slaves for the mouse. He works for Pixar, which is, they do only art for children, basic kind of. I mean, they're animations, but they're basically children's movies to some degree. They never, ever do adult movies at Pixar. I mean, literally. I mean, what happened? What's wrong with animation for adults?
Well, the thing is that this stuff is actually for adults.
Yeah.
But we have kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. It's like the kids want to have more adult stuff, but like the adults who have kids need to be more, retrograde in their thinking, so they...
I don't know. Now that actually
was that like this perfect sequence of notes to just keep people's animalistic behavior?
Try to calm them down. I see what you mean. Well, no, because of course in that era, having that slowness was interpreted as sexy and sensual. So no, that would excite people, and might do so today.
Being on hold is like having sex.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they do play that. And they don't anymore, though, play Eat Girl from Ipanema on,
there's Pandora and all that.
Hold, yeah. I suppose that's what it is. Like when you call PG&E or your telephone company or whatever they play. Of course, it's everybody now. They all use the same jazz rock funk.
Take the sound of Starbucks with you.
Oh, no! So what is that? Songs about coffee? And-
well, no. It's just like the house music that's like comfortable and placid.
Oh,
and
na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Music like so that you'll be able to work better and more efficiently. Yeah, I think so. With your coffee.
Yeah.
High from coffee on the break.
Yeah, they're
where you had to pay $4 for your coffee latte.
Yeah, they're securing their brand image.
Sell you the music that will hopefully calm you down from all your caffeine that you bought from them. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, they provide the disease, and then they say,
well,
here's the cure. I mean,
exactly.
We're giving it to you right now.
Classic American salesmanship. Right? Now this is music. Now you're playing music for me.
Barry Champlain.
It's a punk rock song.
Yeah, I noticed.
Lieutenant Coffee, you're on. KOS 1.
I want to see you like an animal.
Vegas.
I want to be you from
Coffee Sun. KB20 in San Francisco.
I want to fuck you like an animal.
Shows you, and then you think about it, that's so weird, but that was 23 years.
City, and they keep changing Gotham City. Like, 1 minute it's Chicago, the next one it's in New York, and you're like, just make up your mind.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Well, is the Dark Knight the same person as Batman?
Yes. Okay. Batman is the Dark Knight.
Right, okay, good. Yes. And wasn't there, it's like an 80s illustrator that created the Dark Knight in the 80s, right?
That was Frank Miller, yeah.
Okay. Yes. I missed that. Did you collect any of those? He was old, too, right?
Well, no, that was at a time when I was interested in Batman. Like, I was fine. Like, oh, Frank Miller, like, this, like, he did Daredevil, and like, he did some good Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
I checked it out. It didn't, you know, he wasn't
so many clues.
There's so much evidence. And so many people have said so much. There's so many theories. And even John Lennon said, those freaks were right when they said you was dead. That was cold, man. Damn.
Take one. Thank you.
is the first time I really felt microphonically satisfied by this microphone, gratified really at the amount of the bass, the response, the reverb. It just seems just right. And it shows you that there are differences between microphones. In bad costumes. things like the, well, they have Creepy Coffee Movie Time, which shows a horror movie every Saturday night, interrupted by a number of different things, weird things. It's actually, I kind of enjoy it, I have to say. It's a local, it's very punk. All the girls work for, you know, what's the hooker run, not the hooker run, the exotic dancer run. Thank you. Lusty Lady is a big sponsor of the show. And they send Lusty Lady stripper girls in to hang out. And they actually, you know, they dance. They have a rock band and they dance. And the two comedians talk about the movie and how bad it is. You know, because it's some old black and white movie from the 40s or 50s. And, it, you know, to some extent, it's quite amusing. I find it amusing. But then I would, because any horror movie interests me. And you can't get enough, and they always show new ones that I haven't seen.
Management's got other priorities.